You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going
to
be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret it?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intent. No topics.
No directions.
I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Is this where it starts? Is this where we start talking? I'm so lost without Bobby. It's You Know What, Dude, but today's a dude without dudes. Hi, I'm Dan Soder, also known as Monster Voice, joined by the real ass dude, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the show,
hashtag the show, you mean?
The show, hashtag
the artist from is
yeah. The Howard Stern of MMA Radio.
The most searched man by debt collectors, Luis J. Gomez. Chris Scopo.
Hey, buddy. What's up? How you doing?
The lovely Lauren.
Hello, hello.
Is lovely Lauren? That would be like a good nickname.
I've never been more attracted to Lauren than I am right now.
Down?
Luis
Heel.
I want to, and I asked her.
Luis Heel.
This is true. I really meant this. I said, Lauren, can I eat your ass on the podcast today?
I walked into the question. I walked in the door, and the first thing I heard was, you wouldn't let a guy just eat your asshole. That's the first thing that
well,
I heard.
Her answer was, oh, no butt play. And then I was like, okay, hold on. You won't let a
pause
guy.
Pause that real quick. We still got to get Deepu is
hey,
here.
Hey, everybody. What's going on?
Running the cameras. And yeah. Bobby Kelly on the road. So this is a Disciple of Dudes podcast. He's not here, so his cutout is in the seat.
I like it.
I don't feel comfortable sitting in that seat. I feel like there's trap levers
is
and
it
buttons.
Too much, power?
I just feel like the anger in that seat. It yeah. just controls you where I'd be like, and just start speaking in tongues.
Not in a boss.
I am.
Fuck you. Fuck. Scopo, where's my coffee?
I feel like Dan's a little hot compared to everybody else.
Right. I mean, I feel like I'm cute, you know, but I'm also like approachable hot.
I run my own podcast network,
joke.
So I can hear
oh,
things
do?
Like that. You know, I hear.
Oh, yeah. Are you peacocking for Lauren? You know, funny business. I don't know how long you've been in the business. I started my own company, and really, I find myself traveling wherever I want, whenever
have you
I want.
Talked about had your, have you talked about having your asshole eaten on this podcast before?
Probably, yeah.
Probably. I feel like we do focus on people wanting to fuck Lauren
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, this isn't like a political podcast. I'm sure that was like the third topic by the time she was in the room.
I think it was like first day topics.
Yeah, that's like a first day interview question.
Probably true.
Bobby's like, Dad, I used to like to do it with a little bit of spit in my mouth. So
he always has this very descriptive element of his butt eating. From
I do,
sexy Bobby
I do
days.
Love eating a nice ass, Dan.
All the way in? Tongue all the way in?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go. I'll
do you
go
lap over? I just do a nice lap over.
Is it like a bend over eating?
Do you go
yeah,
in?
I like her going doggy style and then going from fucking her to eating her ass.
You like
rubbing her clit and fingering her at the same time.
That is, this got
like,
very sensual.
Wait. You
Luis J. Gomez is very
and then
sensual.
I make eye contact with her through her legs.
Yeah.
She looks down in between her legs.
That's where I would fuck up
in
and give
gap.
A thumbs up.
Hey, it's me. I'm back here. You want me to do it in a Macho Man voice?
Yeah, this pussy is very sweaty. Yum, yum, yum. Look up. She's just like, that took me out. I'm like, hey, you're drying up.
Lauren, can you do any impressions? Do you have any talents?
Come on, Luis. How do you... You know what? This is totally like... That's 90s style trying to get pussy where you just put girls down.
Yeah, you're like,
are you just not a useless slut or whatever?
Tell me how big of a slut you are.
Can you do a Macho Man, Lauren? I want to hear.
Don't do a Macho Man because Dan's here. Why would I do a Macho Man?
I'll tell you why. Don't fucking give me that attitude. First of all,
he runs a podcast network. He knows what he's doing.
Kiss.
Because Dan Soder is the authority on Macho Man impressions.
Here's the deal, and I don't like to say this. You do whatever voice you're comfortable doing.
All right, I'll just do a girl from Jersey.
That's very good.
Yeah.
So there you go. You've lost at your own game. We're supposed to have two other guests, but they're both highfalutin assholes.
Disrespectful.
Here's what happened. Bobby, Scopo reached out and said Bobby asked if I could guest host the podcast. He asked me who I wanted, and I thought of three of the biggest personalities that I know. Mm-hmm. Obviously, lead personality, real ass dude, Luis J. Gomez.
Puerto Rican Rattlesnake himself.
He was first. He was first on the list.
Number one on the list. Number two, Ari Shaffir. What are you playing?
I'm calling Tim Dillon.
You gave away the third person, you asshole.
Hook. Sorry. Who's here?
Oh, there's Ari.
Yeah.
Cool, confident, collected Ari Shaffir.
Hold on, Tim Dillon.
Just like every cowboy.
Tim, you're on speakerphone right now on the YKWD podcast. We're all wondering. Ari Shaffir just walked in. Ari Shaffir has 2-hour-long specials, working on his third right now.
He's on his second season of
Third season.
Well, I thought it was four. Oh, wait. I thought you did two online.
Two online. So this will be fifth.
So this is fifth season of This Is Not Happening.
His own TV show. Dan Soder just did his hour special on Comedy Central.
I was also filming Billions yesterday. You should probably tell him about that.
Star of a brand new romantic comedy, which we're going to talk about on today's show.
So bad. We want it so bad.
I mean, the lists of credits go on and on. I won't even talk about my credits, Tim.
Can I?
You can.
Creator of Gas Digital, who houses Tim Dillon's Going to Hell podcast.
You could say that I'm his boss.
You absolutely could say you're his boss.
You do sign his checks.
I couldn't say that.
So, Tim, we're just wondering how it is possible that Tim Dillon, who has a total of 2,600 Twitter followers,
Louis J. by the numbers Gomez,
who just got his first TV credit in one Comedy Knockout, how you could possibly be this late to this high profile of a podcast?
Because I just had a meeting with Ralph Sutton. We're planning a coup. Digital. We're planning to assassinate you, if you must know. And we wanted to do it, and we wanted to get a plan in place. I'm going to be there in a few minutes. You know, I got stuff going on.
Tim, if you walk in with a fucking ice cream cone, I'm going to punch you in your tits.
First of all, I may walk in with an ice cream cone so that you touch me. I love the touch of a human. I will be there in a few minutes. Please go back to whatever you
hang up on him now. Up. He'll be here in 2 minutes.
Tim, we'll set up one of those scooters for the chairs so you can get up here.
Yeah, what are those called? Bullet trains?
We were discussing before we went on air, like, Tim Dillon's gay sex must smell god awful.
Oh yeah, I mean he probably has an ass reek.
I feel like it'd smell like after the Colosseum in Rome. We're like, is it blood? Is it fucking? Is it shit?
It's all of the above.
What happened?
Yeah.
Bobby is calling right now.
Bobby's calling.
Uh oh.
Why does Bobby keep alcohol right behind his seat?
I don't know. Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
What's up, Bobbert?
Hey, dude.
What up, nigga?
Hey, okay. Bob.
The promoter is a black guy. He's in the car with us right now, you idiot.
Okay, you are the one who's calling him the N-word. I was calling you my nigga, because we're friends. So that's
weird. You're like a really bad version of Lean on Me, where he gives the speech at the end where he's like, get your mind. What is that? What was that Edward James Olmos movie where he changes all the kids?
The kids? Yeah. South Central or whatever.
Yeah, that's what you're like, a bad version of that teacher where you think you're going to have some logic that blows his mind.
Bobby, Lewis just said if it's a black promoter, you should get paid ahead of time.
That is true. Lewis did say that.
I didn't say that, but it's very good advice.
That really bugs me that Scopo booked an all-star show. Like, this is probably the best show ever, and I'm not there.
Oh, the Hurricane Tim Dillon hasn't walked in yet, so the Long Island, Jesus. I call him the Long Island Sound.
What is that honey pig doing? Getting a piece of pizza?
He can't decide between pizza and shawarma, so he's doing the trifecta. And you might think, doesn't that mean three? Yeah, he's going to figure out the third.
Yeah.
Bobby, I love the grandma peaches, the best pizza.
I know you do a bang bang. Have you ever done a machine gun? It's just where you never stop eating.
Me and Stavros, one of us is going to die on this tour. We have not gone to the gym once. We've been eating noodles.
I mean, ever or?
Yeah.
Dude, we haven't gone to the gym. We're eating shitty all day long.
Are you guys doing a food version of Leaving Las Vegas? Where you're just chasing all the worst. You're just chasing all the worst meals to eat.
Well, it's fucking terrible, dude. It's really bad.
Well, I want to let you know, Bobby, we put your cutout in your seat to make the balance feel correct.
Oh, good. Well, good. I wish I want to get back to that cutout. Yeah. I have to add more cardboard to that fucking thing when I get back.
Yeah, or a pillow
I'm
in the middle.
I'm going to die out here.
Why do you keep saying that like you know it's going to happen? Are you on a death march?
Yeah, this is also your decision. You know what you're doing. If you could step outside of yourself, what would you tell yourself to do, Bob?
Oh, I love when he gets all
dietitian. Never talk to Lewis again.
Yeah. Good help. One. Lewis is like a motivational speaker that doesn't heed his own advice. You got to go out and grab it. What am I going to do? Nap.
Yeah. You got to grab it.
You grab it. I'm too tired to grab it.
Bob, you got to grab that diet by the pussy and stick to it.
Wow.
There's a Whole Food in Cleveland.
Wow.
Wow. Grab it right by the pussy lip.
Okay.
Listen.
Bobby just fell asleep. Bobby, man, you gotta wake the fuck up, man. You see the black promoter? Where the fuck Bobby sleeping, man? What the fuck, man? Oh shit, man, this motherfucker dead.
Not again. I can't deal with this again.
Oh shit, man, this happened to Sugar Snacks last week.
Sugar Snacks is a great black comic name.
Sugar Snacks with an X.
Oh man, Capri Sun dead, man.
I love
Metamucil. That's his cousin. That's his successful cousin.
Why, Bobby, why do you have Stavros? Stavros looks exactly like you. Yeah. Is that not confusing for the crowd?
I fucked up, Lewis, okay?
What do you mean?
I fucked up.
You should have brought me, right?
I'm not bringing you. Are you crazy?
Oh, yeah, one of you would have been dead.
No, we literally can't be together for that long. I think a weekend is the absolute max, and we barely see each other.
Lewis, you're like Vegas. 3 days. That's it.
That's a very good. Yeah. That is a great.
And what happens in Lewis stays in Lewis.
No, it doesn't. It goes on the Real Ass podcast.
That's right, every time. And it's 3 days for the year, by the way. Not all at once.
I was going to say for the whole decade. Yeah, I was in Lewis 7 years ago. That was a rough one. Yeah. I haven't been back
Dude,
since.
I lost everything in Lewis.
I lost everything. Went to Lewis for 3 days and I came back a different person. I don't know. I can't go back. I'll get arrested.
Stavros really does. It's like my little son opener for me. But
do people think he's like your brother or something?
No, I say give it up for my son every night.
It's like Doink and Dink from WWF. That's a great reference like for any fucking wrestling fan out there that got shit in the room.
That's only because nobody could imagine Stavros as being Dink. It's like Doink and Doink.
I can't imagine him getting through the ropes.
Shit,
you guys are like Russian egg dolls, except Stavros gets stuck inside of you.
He's like, Dick, get him out of me, Dick. Dick, get him out of me, Dick. Dick, Stavros, get out of me, Dick.
And Stavros is all like, oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I'm trying to get out of you, bro. Oh, fuck.
I like to imagine Robert doing his stand up and Stavros behind him in those Instagram poses. Just staying there.
Like when they used to do school pictures of one face up in the left corner and then one in the right bottom corner.
It's just kind of bizarre. Like the whole, I imagine, like, it really is like if you had Nick Novicki open up for you.
I would love it. Let's do it. Master Blaster style.
You gotta, if you guys, they probably don't know who Nick Novicki is, but he looks
comic in LA.
He's a midget and he looks just like a little person. He's a midget.
He hates that word.
And so he looks just like Dan Soder. He has the same face
Lewis
as Dan Soder.
Does not want a career at all.
No. Listen to me. The midgets are in control of nothing.
No. Ah, that's what you think.
Nick is like, my father was a midget.
I am a little person. And my son will be a king.
A little king.
Yeah, fucking, what's his name from Game of Thrones has opened up the entire midget market.
Dinklage?
Yeah.
What market? No, for himself.
What the hell has anybody talked about how he has the word dink in his last name?
Yeah. God.
I never noticed.
That's just perfect timing. The doctor's like, you've had a baby boy and your last name is Dinklage? All right, that's just funny. Have you seen his condition yet? You're going to laugh when you see your son. He is tiny. So the name Dinklage, really, that's going to be hell in middle school.
I heard he's not even really a little person. He just his parents put him in one of those boxes so his bones couldn't grow. Oh, like, it'd be funnier with his name.
Yeah, like a... Yeah, you must be... Stay tiny! Like a female gymnast where they stop them from getting their periods.
You will stay tiny forever.
We're going to get Thai food.
Oh, so. Jesus, Bobby. You can't say you think you're going to die and then tell us you're going to basically a noodle restaurant.
Yeah, that's all they have is carbs.
I have to eat.
You're going
to
pass by two Whole Foods on the way there.
Just have a salad. Have some rumbling. Have it uncomfortable for a little bit, but then eat an apple with peanut butter. It's a fun little trick that I
do. Yeah, but don't use Jiffy peanut butter. Use all natural peanut butter.
You can use Jiffy.
Like a real ass dude. Actually, for you, Bob, that
potato salad is not a salad, by the way.
So
neither is taco salad.
Taco salad is not
a salad. Yeah, listen, Tim Dillon's going to walk in here in a second, and that's the ghost of Christmas future. And I don't want that. And I'm talking to the ghost of Christmas present and past.
Bobby, you've never sucked dick for a hoagie.
Do you know what gelato tastes like on a sailor's asshole? Delicious.
Do you ever get halfway through an intervention and be like, this is just tearing our friendship apart. Let's just drink.
Let's just do it.
All right, listen. I'm out of here. I love you guys. I'm going to get a salad and then smoke a cigar, and then I'm going to have Stavros suck my dick.
Okay. Yeah. Which really, it's like you're blowing yourself, so it's
not
that's not
even gay.
I get it. You found the perfect companion.
I'll see you guys.
All right. Take a diabetic nap after lunch.
Robert, go to robertkellylive.com for all his upcoming dates. Is that right, Scopo?
Yeah,
that is
correct. Right.
See what happens when you put in a year at Sirius? You start getting good at plugs.
You're fucking good, Dan.
Now that Fez is gone, you can be the drop master over at Sirius.
Yeah, coming up, Ari Shaffir is going
to
be...
Oh, I was trying to do a good Fez. I don't think I have a good Fez.
It just sounded like your Dinklage.
It's, you know, listen, I got three speeds, buddy. They all fall under one of the three speeds.
Yeah.
And we got away from butthole talking, so that was... I want to go back to your technique. He was talking about how he eats butt from behind.
Yeah, I bend her over. I'm fucking her from behind. Then usually my dick will get a little soft in the middle of it.
Yeah.
So then what?
Why? Because your brain wanders.
Just because I'm fucking.
Yeah, brain wanders is a weird.
Brain wanders. I think women don't understand a lot about brain wanders. Yeah, where you're just like,
I fuck a bunch. This isn't that special for me.
But you also want to be like,
it's really what it is, dude. But no, just, I don't. I'm over it. Like I've been there 1,000 times.
It's not even for that. It's me. It's a menial task. I'll be like, should I drop off my laundry tonight or tomorrow morning?
That's so rude.
And then and then they catch you like,
So then my
mind. But that rarely.
You're too hot for me.
So my dick will start to.
Fill?
Start to unfill.
I call it the heroin nod, or your dick starts.
Yeah, my dick starts a heroin nod, and then I'm like, I got to do something really perverted and fucked up, so let me lick the shit out of her ass.
I don't think psychology-wise.
That gets you hard? That gets me less hard.
Yeah, yeah, no. So then what I do is I pull my dick out, and then I start eating her ass while I play with her clit, and then I finger her from behind while I'm licking her ass.
But you said you look at her. You try to look at her.
Oh, no, I'll make eye
contact.
Do you
look through the gap?
Her, yeah, between her legs.
In the gap, all right.
Girls don't like the Karen's look,
so small, you can look
I mean, we just heard a girl say that.
I say hut one, hut two, hut three,
and then you lift your right leg like you're in a shotgun.
That's it. That's it.
Omaha! Omaha! Blue 42!
72's the mic! 72's the mic!
Brown 69! Hut one, hut two!
Audible!
Girls don't like the look if you look up when you're eating puss. No, you just want us to stare at the vagina.
Just focus, man.
Well, most girls close their eyes and look away.
Yeah, but then sometimes you get the like weird, like aggressive stare, and it throws you off.
The Mr. Wilson,
everything. Yeah,
I do like looking up at a girl when her eyes are closed and like getting into it.
Yeah.
But then when she looks down, you're like, stop it, one at a time.
But you know what? You know what's funny about that? It's like when you're looking at a hot girl on the train and she looks at you, and you're like.
Yeah.
Oh, this is actually great. Hold on. Why don't we?
Okay.
Instead of looking at an ad over our head,
guys. I got an idea.
Let's build a fort.
Thanks for spitting all over the table.
I got so excited to hear fort energy.
I guarantee you, Lewis's idea is not going to be nearly
guys,
as yours.
I got a good idea.
Let's eat Lauren from behind. Yeah. Almost at the same time.
No. Let's tell.
I don't know how that would even work. It would have to be a lot of dick in the butt.
Centipede. Human
centipede.
Who would be at the very end of the human centipede? If it's bookended by Lauren and who?
Nobody wants to be behind my ass.
No.
So I think I'd be behind.
Yeah, you're right. Ari, go to the back.
Or his asshole starts sucking on my face.
I look down, Lewis. I'm like, Lewis lost a lot of weight. Oh my God, everything's being sucked through his pee hole. All of his organs are being sucked out of him. He's like, oh, I'm losing so much weight.
Why don't we describe our pussy eating technique, all five of us, okay? Actually, Tim can be last when he gets here finally.
He's going to be like this. I tell him to pull up their pants.
He'll be like 40-year-old virgin in the beginning. Yeah. And then I take my tongue thing and I put it into the hole that she has.
I've said this before, but whenever I'm bored on the train and there's two very flaming gay guys like on the train,
you beat them up.
I just go, "Hey, I don't like it." I always imagine them being
being like, oh, I just love pussy. Just them talking about pussy, and it always makes me laugh. Them being like, oh, dude, her pussy got so wet. Like, if you thought, if they were straight and you didn't know it.
Yeah.
It was like a flowing river.
Oh, my God. Just such hot puss.
Well, we should have a competition to see who describes himself as having the best technique. Lauren, you got to take out of it who each person is, because I know I'm going to be in last place in that case.
Well, don't you think that in that case we should write it down?
And I'll write it down. I got it.
No, not, no, you don't. You don't
Lauren is but you can brain tell dead, who, huh? She's retarded, huh?
I didn't ask you to be the stenographer. I was saying just to keep some anonymity about it.
Yeah, but with Lewis, all the R is going to be backwards. Yeah. And he's, gonna,
he's like, can I just draw a picture? Yeah. Can I draw a hieroglyphic
in different color crayons?
Yeah. This means I look hard. This means I look soft. H-U-R-T. It's a color code. Yeah. And then when you come in my mouth, I go, cool.
Dude, I have a bit right now on stage about Luis Gomez, and somebody in Luis the audience, somebody in the audience goes, Luis J. Gomez, and I go, I refuse.
Yeah, so wait, what's your idea? You want us to tell her our
technique? We're going to describe our technique to Lauren of how we eat pussy, and then she will pick which one sounds the most appealing.
All right, go ahead.
I mean,
she's really into this.
This is, but look, she wants to get turned on right now.
I'm ready. Let's go.
Yeah. Look at her tits.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah, why don't you start it off?
I already described my technique from behind.
No, but do it in a, do we have any sensual music? Can you get some sensual music going?
Maybe Bobby's last album?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Put on some Bobby Live.
Yeah.
Lay on these silk sheets and watch me get it. Why don't we do some Keith Sweat?
Sure.
By the way, this is brought that to you by Fantasy Football League Commission. It's time to restore the position of commissioner.
You're not supposed to do it. It's not supposed to be a mid-roll read.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Do it, dude. Oh, damn it. I wanted to.
You can do it now if you want.
Oh, okay, cool. While he's finding music. Attention, Fantasy Football League commissioners. It's time to restore the position of commissioner to its former glory by giving the people what they want, a fresh start. With new leagues featuring DraftKings.com, you can play one week private contest with your friends whenever you want.
Wait, hold on. Serious question.
Yeah.
The football season is five games into the season. How are they going to start a league right now?
Exactly. No more breaking up fights over free agents or smoothing over petty grudges.
These are not answers to my questions.
Yeah, I know. But no more listening to your league mates complain about their draft day busts or worrying that your number one running back has become a part of a running back by committee.
I hate when that happens.
Yep. And shake things up. Take the reins and start a new league.
Oh.
A league where you and your friends get to pick a new team each week.
A league of our own, so to say?
Yeah. Well, Lewis, it's not too late to save the season for you and your friends at DraftKings.com.
There's no crying in podcasting.
Exactly. Don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code Kelly and play for free with your first deposit. That's Kelly to play for free at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See websites for details. That's how you read a motherfucking read. Sensual music.
All right,
Lewis, as Rick Rude used to say, hit the music. What's your technique, Lewis?
Let's hear it.
Hold on, let me see. Is this the music that I would eat pussy to?
What is this?
We're not in India, you fucking
hero.
Go home.
This is a classic tale of Vishnu. This is the music that we listen to down sometimes.
This is page 72 of the what's that book?
In the Kama Sutra, it tells you to find yourself.
We call this one the flying penguin.
Let's just get to this quick, Lewis.
Because I want to hear. Well, I would listen to Pantera, maybe Cemetery Gates.
What? That's your pussy eating music?
Yes. Pantera, Cemetery, yes. Hold on. I choose my pussy eating music.
All right.
This is part of it.
It's got to be royalty free. I'm looking through royalty free.
Shut the
songs.
Fuck up.
Oh, you are such a nerd.
Shut the fuck up.
This ain't Gas Digital. We got to fucking play by the rules.
Shut the fuck up.
Nerd.
Nobody cares.
What a nerd.
This is not what I would eat pussy to.
What do you eat pussy
I'm not
to?
Eating.
But you're not eating pussy. Sweat. So just let's hear it.
Yeah. Whoa.
Funny boy.
I like a little tension.
Bossing you around, Lewis.
Yeah.
I like that. Made my dick hard, by the way.
Well, I know it's going to soften it up here in about 3, 2, 1.
Tim.
Perfect.
Hey, Tim Dillon is in the house at
Hello,
Tim
everybody.
J. Dillon on Twitter, correct?
Exactly. Original call time.
Nailed it. Tim, former child star.
Half an hour late.
Current mega star.
I cannot wait. I got a lot of irons in the fire.
I cannot wait until your fucking heat goes away.
And I don't think I have any heat
and
now.
And you're here 15 minutes early like everybody else.
Lewis, stop your bitterness.
He means boner, what we're about to do.
Yeah.
Let me catch you up real quick. Lewis had the brain buster idea of all genius. Of us describing how we would eat pussy to Lauren and have her pick which one is the best technique.
Okay.
And you're going to be included fair. In this.
Great.
Yeah. So Lewis is going to go first because this is his dumb idea.
Okay.
So we're trying to find some sensual music for him.
And then Deepu came up with fucking...
And then Deepu's like,
I can't do it because it's got to be royalty-free.
That's not how he talks, but in my brain, that's how he talks.
Yeah, this ain't working.
Yeah, what is this?
What are you doing?
Coming up on Tales...
you know music, what. Man.
Pussy-eating Tales of You Know What.
I'm going to sacrifice her on a rock.
This is some real fucking... I love you. Oh,
let's go to commercial music yes. first.
Hold on. This let it bad. Happen.
Deepu.
Yeah.
This is an 80s song. This is an 80s song. What is it?
Just get into it.
Yeah, all right, fine.
Come on, get all right, into all
right.
it.
So.
Come on.
All right. First of all, I wouldn't kiss you on the mouth at all. All
right, cool. Cool.
That seems just
classy.
Rude.
I think that's a little too personal. I'm just doing the work right now, okay?
If you don't, I imagine they're going lip to lip, and he goes, if you don't mind. I'd like to wait. And then he just starts unbuckling your pants.
So yeah, first of all, I'd take her clothes, I take her shirt off, her blouse.
Ooh.
Her blouse. He learned some female lingo.
He's just reading out of a JCPenney catalog taped to his foot.
I would undo her bra and I would get it off very quickly because I'm a master at getting the bras off. I can do it with one hand.
Okay.
Oh wow!
Please Jesus tell us Christ. More, yeah. Hugh Hefner.
How long did you not do with one hand? Where you still think that's an amazing talent?
Yeah. Keep with your seventh grade brags.
I can do it with one hand.
You just do the snap.
By the way, I've seen a girl's boobies.
Got some Spanish guitar for Lewis.
So, can you stop changing the music? I can't focus right now because
Lewis.
DJ Deepu in the corner. Lewis keeps on turning the goddamn music.
Lewis, it's me. It's your dead father. Remember, the secret Gomez pussy-eating technique. Find yourself.
Sounds like Puss in Boots.
Puss in Boots. That's what I was going for.
That's nice.
Antonio Banderas.
All right. I'm drying out over
Whoa.
Here.
Oh, she lost it. She lost it.
That's the game I play, though. I get them dry, then wet, dry, then wet. It's a long play.
I can
long
actually
play.
Only fuck dry vagina, so I have to keep looking girls in the face. So.
You have a glass of cold water next to the bed. You're like, hey, stop it.
Yeah. I gently press into their eyeball. Just not too much,
but
enough.
Pressure points?
Yeah.
Throughout sex?
We're good. They're back in.
I like traction.
Then I start caressing your breasts.
Okay.
I start sucking on your nipples.
Ooh.
A little bit of teeth. A little bit of...
Ouch.
Not hard. No. Very...
Show that you're there.
Ooh.
Just fine.
Yeah. What's up? All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right there. Now your nipples are crazy nauseous. Hard. No, you're not getting nauseous. You're getting wet. Okay, that's what that feeling is. Yeah. Maybe you don't understand. This is the problem. Lauren's a young girl. She doesn't know her own body yet.
Right.
Okay.
How old's Lauren?
I'm going to be 30, so...
Yeah, that's...
Is not young.
I'm pretty sure she knows her body. I don't know who you're fucking. 68-year-old women at bingo halls.
It's his son's friends.
I know the spot.
Daddy, yeah. Can I bring Scott home to play? Yeah. Bring Margaret. Bring her home.
I want to eat her pussy.
So then I would unbuckle your pants, your jeans.
Ooh.
And you're Jersey trash, so you have like a three-prong buckle.
Right.
So
you're getting a swashbuckler naked. You're like, were you just in a sword fight?
This sucks. So,
Lewis starts getting frustrated. No, one buckle won't go. It won't go. Won't go. Can you slither out of these?
Jersey trash only uses bell buckles they can put between their knuckles to fend off.
They're like biker gangs. Yeah. They have to have a weapon on them at all times.
Shit, one time I got sexually assaulted in Asbury Park.
Yeah, I ain't never letting that happen again. That's why I got this motorcycle chain as my belt. I'll whip people.
It's got a mace on one end.
Yeah. All Jersey girls have apocalypse belts.
So then I pull her pants down, and they kind of get stuck because she's wearing Jersey trash tight pants.
All right.
So I finally yank them off of her.
Right.
You're yanking.
Just fucking,
you gotta pull it.
Yeah, and then
Straighten your foot out.
One leg gets caught.
Yeah. I leave her socks on, and they're not matching socks.
Never.
I'll tell you this. Not that you just made me hard. Oh, I love a good socks on fuck.
So then what I don't do,
Can you turn the music back on, Deepu? Thank you. I don't kiss down her body. I think that's a hack move.
Okay. Oh, that's women and men are different.
That. Yeah, no, no.
That's women be shopping.
I think that's a hack move.
So you already did the tits. You're not
going
back.
So I'm playing with your tits right now, okay? And I'm sucking on your one tit, playing with your other tit with my other hand. Okay. Then I start to play with your clit with my finger.
But my underwear's still on.
No, your underwear are way off. I pull them down with your pants. They're entangled in your jeans right now.
To do one at a time, you almost have to pull the underwear away from your jeans.
Yeah,
put them back on.
I'd rather do that than. I mean, I'm not putting her in
would
a
Would you rather do that?
Whenever you pull the underwear back up, the girl's always like, what are you? Yeah,
I go like this. I go, that's your no-no spot.
I need
full consent.
Written consent for the underwear.
I'll produce a contract later in the evening.
Now, the underwear come off in the jeans. Right. They're rolled within the jeans.
Okay.
I'm going to laugh at her trying to get her underwear out of her jeans later on.
Okay.
Yeah, as your dick just drips post cum on your thigh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. So now I'm sucking on your one nipple. I'm playing with your one nipple. I'm rubbing your clit in a circular type pattern. One finger inside, rub back to the clit.
Is it weird that right when you did that, I went like this? As you were doing that, I was like, oh, not too much.
One finger inside, back to the clit. Two fingers inside, back to the clit. One finger inside, like a
three
flamenco
fingers?
Dance.
She's three
not
fingers.
Three fingers. Yeah. I'm not a fuck. I'm trying
to imagine
rape
Lewis
her.
Is moving his shoulders.
Who does three fingers?
Scopo just jams him in.
Just get it in there.
That's a queen's hole.
I give it the JPP.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is we're real busy on oil changes. I got to get it done while we can. Are you done? Did you come on my hand?
Yeah.
So then I grab your chin and I push it up toward the pillow.
Okay.
Okay.
That's how I get off.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You also have
that's
a big chin, so it's very easy to grab
point.
That fucking Jay Leno
right.
chin and just like snap your
head. So, this is interesting. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Apparently, Lewis is my pussy. And, I don't know if you've seen this or heard about this. He's a real ass dude. It takes the underwear off with the jeans. George Clooney's going to be on later.
Oh, and now the music kicks in. I have to really get into it. So then.
You're speeding up now, okay.
I speed up. Forever, by the
so
way.
Now you have a face just mashed.
No, she's good there now. I got her. She knows what's up.
I'm
her
on my back.
Yeah, you're on your back. All right. Okay. I open your knees, spread your legs, grab your hand, my hands on your thighs.
Okay.
Maybe 8 inches from your groin area.
Inside.
Spread them open.
Inside, pushing out.
Okay.
Or outside,
how do you crap? And then I go straight to the clit.
Right.
I'm not fucking around with the lips.
You're not going down. You're not stopping in labia.
No more
fingers. You're not having
either.
A lick.
Hold on. Fingers.
Don't tell me what to do. Okay. Don't you tell me what to do. Okay. You like being fingered. Okay. Yeah. You just don't know you like being fingered. Okay. And then
that really sounds like something that they would read you as a character witness in a trial.
Yeah.
Where you're like, that's not the friend that I know. For the record, that's not the Louis J. Gomez that I know. But continue with your questioning, prosecutor. Yes, I was there. No, that doesn't sound like something.
It's a leading question, sir.
Yeah, it's a leading question. I'd like to plead the fifth, if possible, looking at my defense. Lev Ginsburg's like, we can get $7,000 more an episode. Why did I bring my entertainment lawyer to a criminal trial?
By the way, as we're talking about the eating pussy, I'm looking at Tim Dillon's face, and it's like when I'm on Rogan's podcast and he starts talking about cars.
No, I'm very interested. This is fun. I like
Tim, you made vagina, though.
Yeah.
You love eating.
Was it good?
Right?
Yeah, I love eating. It was fine. I mean, it wasn't great. I mean,
when's the last time you ate vagina?
Oh, man. 2006.
George W. Bush administration.
Right about when the iPhone came.
Right when the Guantanamo Bay story broke and they had pictures of all those people.
You're like, I got to escape all this bad news. Yeah. Let me bury my face in some puss.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible.
All right.
I mean,
all right, Deepu, you can turn the music off.
She Are we
came.
Done?
She came. She squirted all over my face.
I faked it.
No, she didn't.
No, I always do.
There's no faking it.
Oh,
you always do? You wait.
Yeah.
Did you say you always?
Every time.
Every time you fake?
Yeah.
Have you ever gone through your life climaxing once?
Oh, yeah.
But you don't...
But you
majority
do fake
of
it.
The time I fake.
Do you, when
Why
it
do you
actually
fake
is
it?
An
Just
orgasm,
even...
do you notify the person like, hey, by the way, most of the time I faked it, but this
nah,
one...
Nah.
But why wouldn't you just not come?
You're like
why
the Hulk.
Yeah,
you're always
say,
angry.
Why don't you say, come fuck me? Come fuck me.
You're like, do you fake it?
I don't always, like, fake, but if I'm like, you know, I don't feel like waiting.
If some guy mashes your face into a pillow by your chin.
Yeah. I gotta get out of life.
Oh, you know what really makes me come is being called Jay Leno. As a man has his face in my
No, I like to bring her down a peg. You take her confidence away from her.
So that was your whole technique? Because that sounds...
What?
Pretty lackluster.
What? I went to the clit.
It wasn't thrilling.
I fucking kept on licking her clit
with
until she
you,
came.
With you, I definitely faked it, so.
When do you turn her around? Ooh. You see you turn her
yeah,
around.
Yeah, thank you,
Scott. Well, yeah.
It's like there was like a scene in the trailer that wasn't in the movie. Because
mm-hmm.
he said it before and he was like,
no, but that's how I would eat her ass. And I told you, that's to get my dick back hard.
Dick back hard.
Oh, and then you're ready to fuck again.
Yeah, then I'm ready to fuck again after I eat her ass. Yeah.
What about eating out from behind?
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah.
So you get the nose right in the ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you go like this.
Plus, Ari's nose hooks all the way down into her stomach.
Yeah. He calls that the facial DP. You ready to get face DP'd?
I'm leaving. Fuck you guys.
It's better than Lewis's long way to get fucking... He ran a marathon to get a mile? Is that what they say?
I don't know. I don't know. It wasn't going anywhere else. What was I supposed to say? I lick her clit.
What did you think she was going to be? Like an Herbal Essence commercial? She was going
to
start going...
Do you want me to come right now?
I do.
No,
I kind of want you to.
Yeah.
It sounded great.
Thanks, Tim. Tim, what's your technique? How do you do it?
Lauren, I would punch you in the face.
Thank you.
And as you came to, I would be rummaging through your drawers. You would almost think you were getting robbed because you were. I would be... you would wake up, I'd be wearing your jewelry. It would be strange.
Putting his lipstick on in the mirror.
He goes, and then he'd just go like this over the mirror. He'd go back to sleep.
Yeah. You're tonight.
You're dreaming right now.
Yeah, this is a bad dream. Go back to sleep.
Yeah.
That sounds better.
Yeah. You're a dirty whore.
Scopo, I want to know what's your technique?
Ooh.
You've done it twice.
Oh, this is totally this is 40-year-old virgin all over.
I'll kiss for a while.
Okay.
Kiss the neck.
Yeah.
You got it any good? Then you go down.
I imagine it's like when they show young kids fucking, like when they're like, like in Kids where they were hooking up.
I like to get the rhythm of the girl. You figure it out how she likes it. You go eat the whole vagina. You don't just eat the clit.
No, just go to the clit,
said.
Dude.
No.
Go to the clit.
You
know,
go back
time,
and everything.
You know how much time you waste on that fucking hole?
I like the hole.
Yeah. No, girls.
I like getting in there.
Like a cat's sandwich. Like,
that's exactly what I pictured. Just trying to get. Yeah.
Like when he puts chips on a sandwich. Yeah. That's where Scopo's dad took him to teach him how to eat pussy. Yeah. Son. Pussy's like a sandwich. You're going to get more
beef
than you can handle.
And now it's also like an egg cream. Hey, bring me an egg cream also.
Now it's an egg cream. Now it's just right. Yeah. Just keeps moving with
like
the meal.
Some pie also.
Also, I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. Yeah, pussy's like coffee. Yeah. Stay away. Might burn you.
Scopo's dad gave the analogy for anything is pussy.
Anything he wants to eat.
I don't know, son. This car ride home is like pussy.
Scopes.
Deepu, what's your technique?
Wait, is he done?
I feel like
that's it. You just eat the whole vagina.
I mean, that sounded like a cop out. I don't know. I go down there, eat the whole pussy. It happens. You put a little relish on it. You hope the Mets are good. He eats a pussy. What about? Notice how the music all of a sudden comes back up in Deepu. I'm glad you could ask me, Dan.
I actually read this tutorial recently on how to eat pussy, and that fucking shit.
Yeah, you're done.
Life.
Nope, you're done.
That's
cut
it.
Him
That's
off.
Enough, right?
He just referenced a Maxim magazine article.
No, it was a Reddit thread actually.
That is the nerdiest way to eat pussy.
Yeah, that people that have never eaten pussy ever, you're getting advice from.
Well, the circumference of every average female's vagina.
What was it?
It was.
Was it a subthread called Lick Puss?
Yeah, it was under R Lick Puss. It was very detailed about like how to go very slowly, you know, and you know, start kissing neck area, face area.
Wrong.
Face area? Just kissing the car?
Kiss your forehead.
Are you blessing me? Yeah. Hey, don't worry. I'll make it all the way down there.
Oh, I will make you very wet.
I'm going to get you on every angle. I kiss your fingertips.
You're joking, but literally. Everywhere but
kiss you
everywhere but nipples and pussy.
Times. What?
Kiss him everywhere but nipples
and
pussy.
No, that whole fucking slow play shit is bullshit.
I don't think
so, man. This is not fucking 1975 romantic novel. Girls want to fuck.
Yeah. Oh.
Thank you, Lauren.
Okay, not Lauren, which side are you?
Sometimes
which,
you
I'm
out.
On the fuck side.
Exactly. Are you on, do you want Deepu
yeah,
fucking
you, you faked
kissing
it with
your
him.
Body 1,000 times?
No, I will
yeah,
say, I will tell
too
you,
long.
Yeah, some people don't want to get eaten out. Some dudes, like, a blowjob is good for, like, 7 seconds. Like, all right, let's fuck already.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right,
some
right.
girls, like, I'd rather fuck.
Yeah, there's some
it's
guys that, like, 30
starter.
Minutes.
Yeah.
It's an app.
Yes.
It's an app.
It'll open up the flower.
But I feel like he's trying to do a tapas place where he's, like, a fun little thing. So we're just... I bring all the sensuality out for the table to share.
You want your dipping sauces?
What you want to do is just take bites, little yeah. bites.
I soak my fingers in lavender water.
Just take it. And then we bring a palate cleanser. Meanwhile, Lewis is like, you eat in the car, after the driveway. Once I give you the burger, eat it.
There are many types of naan.
Oh, this is the best. This is garlic naan.
But we're not describing sex. We're describing eating puss.
Right.
Yeah. But I work my way down there. And then, you know, I kiss the labia majora a little
I,
bit.
I make eye contact with the labia and say I will be here for quite a while.
And so I kiss the labia majora, kind of, you know, get that
Christ.
To open
you
up.
Called the labia majora.
Dude,
yeah, labia majora.
Not cool.
Yeah. Do you tell her
not
that?
Not cool, but
I'm
helpful.
Kissing your labia majora.
Yeah. What do you feel now? Like a doctor test? He does it so medicinally.
You're like his father?
Yeah.
He stole his father's
tell
textbooks.
Me when you feel pressure. Oh, that was the trigger. You just get zapped. Yeah. Bobby's like,
someone's trying to sit in my chair, dude.
So, you kiss the labia majora.
And then, you know, eventually the pussy kind of opens up a little bit, gets a little more.
No, it doesn't. No, it
does not. I've never heard of this before.
Penis flytrap opens up.
I don't think you've ever seen a vagina,
it's
dude.
It's like a hatching.
It opens up. It opens up.
It's like the face of the villain in Stranger Things.
Dude, the Demogorgon.
Demogorgon pussy.
I feel like Deep was reading the Reddit thread and watching Stranger Things.
I got to mix
it
up.
That's good.
11,
oh, that's
11.
Good. Yeah, and then you're...
I eat it upside down.
Yeah. Oh, my God, sorry. Dude. Oh. Dude, it doesn't
it
open up.
It opens up.
No, it doesn't.
It does open up a little bit.
Hold on, no.
When
you,
it's ready, it comes out.
No, it does not
very
open
up. Any guy who thinks girls have tight pussies, Pete Johansson said this, it's because you haven't gotten it ready yet.
Yeah. No, here's the thing. It does get swollen and wet. It doesn't open up.
That's what I'm saying, though. Swollen, and then the...
Can we take swollen out of
it? No, it's swell.
Swole.
It's swell.
It gets swell.
It gets swell. That sounds like 1950s.
How's your pussy? It's doing swell. Get on in there.
Yeah, it gets swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I do it, it does.
Right. Yeah. I beat it up.
With a fucking metal pipe.
Yeah. So wait, you're going through your soft?
Like Streets of Rage?
You throw a knife at her?
Yeah. Deepu's doing a... okay, keep going. I want to hear what else advice this Reddit thread taught you.
Okay, so...
Besides the fact that vaginas open up.
At this point in the activity, it will open up.
It will open up and it will say, hello, I'm ready.
Hi! Hi! Jam your tongue in me.
My mom pops in and gives me the go-ahead.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so I kind of work the left side. You know, I don't go to the clit. I kind of think I.
He's doing it like he's doing crowd work.
He's like, I work the left side, the right side.
I kind of see where people are from.
Yeah.
I ask if there's any birthdays in the vagina. Yeah. I also. You gotta
work the back of the
it's
room.
It's like a check
a
spot.
Bit.
You gotta go each side of the room.
I tell the pussy to give it up for the wait staff.
Works out some horrible roast jokes.
Night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some quick jokes. You guys might see these on the next roast.
Yeah, and so I think like the place to start is the area between the entrance, the vagina hole, right?
Yes.
You went from labia majora to entrance.
Yeah, you can't go specific to vague.
What's
He's
the
like,
term
I have
for
not read chapter 4 yet. I'm not there. That is the actual vagina.
Okay, that is the vagina. That's good to know. Okay, so I lick the area above the vagina, below the clit.
What?
Above the vagina.
Above the hole,
below the clit.
So the... It's almost, like, area, the wait, almost like the taint, but it's the opposite.
Yeah, the runway.
But there's not...
There's no air. Can we name
it's
that?
It's clit, then pussy.
Can we name that the Deepu?
The Deepu.
No, this
is... Are you licking the Deepu? Are you licking my Deepu? Like, I mean, this is such a small spot on you.
Yeah.
I have to, that's a very specific spot to get.
Yeah, why there? Is that what they told you?
That's what they told me. That's how sometimes you find the clit. You run down that runway.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, where... And you're like, oh, let me get them.
Hold on,
here.
Lauren, does any of this sound appealing to you?
To be honest, I stopped listening about 5 minutes ago.
No, I get what he's saying.
I mean, I talked about hitting you, was that more?
Yeah, that's how I like it, Tim.
Was that your more speed?
Or that is.
Was it a head into the headboard kind of deal? Or deeper?
More like a headbutt.
Yeah. Wham! She's going to get a Scottish boyfriend. Lauren, I'm here to do two things to you. Headbutt you and eat your ass.
Did you just work a Scottish accent in? It had nothing to do with the reference.
It's a headbutt.
I know, but what
Scottish people headbutt?
That's how they fight, because they're not allowed to have knives around.
Yeah. Is it really?
You don't have knives, they're pussies, so they have to.
Whoa. All right, Deepu, so I think we can say you're at the bottom of the list, unless Lauren's going to an OBGYN. And then Scopo's just vague.
I'd like to say Deepu as that creepy OBGYN.
Where he goes, oh, it's weird.
Why were you searching Reddit to how to eat pussy? How'd you end up on that thread?
Because, I've eaten
Opie and Anthony subreddit.
No, it wasn't. No, I was. I noticed I wasn't great at eating pussy. I needed some tips.
That's great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a girlfriend once who didn't. She wasn't into blowjobs. She didn't know how to do it. And then I was like, whatever. You know, fine. I'll deal with it. And then suddenly, like 3 weeks later, she just started going for it. I was like, whatever. She goes, I did some research.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
what a take. What a good girl.
Yeah.
What a great woman.
And stuff.
Yeah.
It does sound so much less pathetic when she did it.
Oh, so much less pathetic.
Yeah, when you do it, you're like, what a fucking nerd. But you do it, you're like,
get a life, Deepu.
How are you not married to her?
Yeah, wow.
She went and learned a skill.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a girl that didn't know how to give head since I was like a teenager. Girls, when we were teenagers, none of them knew how to give head.
Out of my entire adult life, I've dated two women who didn't do it. And you're just kind of like.
Didn't do it at all.
Just one, both, it was a couple times.
They got to do it.
Yeah.
They got to do it.
I had a girl who didn't swallow recently, and that was weird.
You got to.
It was like, you got to. I haven't had a girl like that to do that for a while.
Did she have a spittoon next to the bed?
She did. She spit in my trash can.
Oh, like she came in her mouth and then she spit it out.
Yeah.
It's unsettling when they do that.
It's rude. I mean,
well, also, here's my thing is when they make a face like they're eating garbage.
Right.
You're like, all right, come on. Just pretend that you enjoy it a little bit.
Yeah. That was weird for me. I was like, you don't swallow.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm offended that you think my essence is that gross. Like,
yeah. Like when a kid
eats.
Like when a kid eats cottage cheese.
Yeah. Like, Wait, bring up videos of babies tasting lemons. Where they're like,
shit. Yeah, Tim, do you like the taste of cum?
Eh. It's fine.
Have you ever spit? Just like
gay dudes don't even swallow. It doesn't go near your mouth.
Can I ask you a question?
Really?
A lot of times, it's AIDS. Really? It's AIDS, dude.
But you can't get AIDS. No. Your stomach acids kill it.
Lewis sounds like a sex ed teacher in Queens High School who's like, you can't get AIDS in your stomach, especially if you drink orange juice. There's a lot of acid in there. There's no such thing as stomach AIDS.
Yeah, he's a gym teacher from 86 before the disease had a name.
Here's the deal.
It's only in bathhouses. You're not going to catch it unless you get a hug from a gay man.
You can't. Dudes don't do that unless they're in a relationship.
Really? Guys don't do
that?
It's actually for you, the baby's lemons.
But there really is like a girl that hates. A girl hates your cum. It's a big, right here. Watch. It's
it's so fucked up.
God.
Can you imagine it with that mind? It makes it so much.
When you have a child, do you like look at this? You're like, how do people torture their kids like
that? Hear that aspect? But think about if you put that face on a grown woman when she tastes your cum.
Why are they feeding the baby?
It's
right here. Well, just imagine there's a girl you're on a date with. You're like, I'm gonna lose it. And then she's an adult woman. And then this face.
But he likes it.
I'm imagining cum in this baby's mouth, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Oh, now you take the baby out of it.
Tim, are there different tastes in cum of different ethnicities?
Excellent question.
I don't know. I don't know if it's ethnicity.
Oh, you're a Republican. You only fuck white dudes.
Yeah. No. I don't think it's ethnicity. I think it's a lot about the person, like what they eat and stuff like that. I don't think it's along ethnic lines.
Before I'm about to get a blowjob, I only eat asparagus and pineapple. Let it have a battle royal in my stomach.
A real sweet and savory.
Yeah.
Like
a payday.
People that eat a lot of fruit and are healthier, it's definitely different.
It's better.
It would be better.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Is it salty?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've never tasted your own
salty.
Cum.
Lauren.
It is.
Can you stay out of this conversation?
It's salty.
We're talking about cum.
I'm an expert here.
So it's salty?
It's salty.
Yeah.
Like very salty?
Not overly
food-wise, on par with what?
Salted caramel?
Okay.
Salty no.
It's delicious.
He's like, I already know
you rushed to get that one out.
I was already going there.
Salted caramel. That's kind of the best thing I've ever had.
Sea salt.
Yeah. Would you say it's salted caramel?
I'd say it's like salted sweet. Like
it's salty, salty and
caramel.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
salty and salty sweet. And so sweet. It's delicious. So yeah. How are women not swallowing?
Because, well, sometimes
I kind of would jerk off in my own mouth.
Yeah. Sometimes it shoots to the back of your throat. Like,
then it's easy to swallow.
Right.
It's already
but then
down there.
Sometimes your cum is like real
look
thick.
Look at that, baby.
Oh, I hate it. Is that your cum? Oh.
I don't like
hold on.
I'm
going to put it back in my mouth.
Let me
try it again just to make sure.
Hold on. Tell those kids I don't like it. Stop eating it.
I'm such a bad boy. So, wait, you said sometimes it's chunky?
Sometimes it's like
dudes have chunky
thick.
Cum?
I used to when I was younger. I'd yeah.
Oh,
cum.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Rich and chunky.
Sometimes it's really white and then sometimes it's clear. Sometimes
yeah,
really,
yeah, yeah.
I have like clear with white Tim, streaks. How much of a whore are you?
I'm not a whore.
Do you fuck around a lot?
I fuck around a decent amount, not a whore.
I assume you're probably in the 35th percentile for gays.
I don't know what that means.
Where you don't fuck.
I don't fuck nearly as much as the people that are around
yeah,
this
like
area.
Like, you don't with. Fuck as much as the average. But yeah. You fuck some yeah. More than a straight guy, but like
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what people are doing. I think that there's a lot of people that like there's dudes here that fuck, and I'm serious, multiple times.
Mark
a night.
Norman levels
every night, yeah. Multiple times.
Yeah,
with
because
different people.
Dudes wow. Are just fucking.
Yeah, that's
horny.
Right. Those guys are 99th percentile.
But that's their life. That's all they do. Like there are some gay.
That's
dudes
why they stay in such good shape.
Good shape. They go out and they drink. They get fucked up and they fuck and that's all they do and that's it.
What is your theory on gay guys and good shape? No offense, but like, what is your theory?
Oh,
on?
I mean, you know, because their whole thing was about sex, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you weren't allowed like when you I think when you were. A while ago, let's say the 80s, even the 90s, even probably the early millennium, like everything other than sex, you couldn't even do. Like
pointless.
If you walked around, if you tried to make emotional connections with people, you would still do those things, but there would be such a like a you know a societal like you know. So I think it became about sex. Any culture that's hypersexualized is generally going to have people that are
that want to look better.
They want to just look better. It's like
so you're saying
pain.
Like Italians
to compete too.
I'm trying to think of who else of like.
Well, you
want
to compete Greek. For like I need to stand out, so I need to.
Yeah, yeah, and I think shirt. There's even like there's and then there's like became different types of gay guys. It became like bears and they became
right.
Otters.
When did
became,
that start happening?
Because for a while the gay dudes were like shaved, not only good shape but like shaved, muscular, and then they were like oh, then they were bears and they were leather. Like if you go to a gay bar. You will see people that encompass every different body type. Right. But I think it's just that one body. It's also the media is like, this is the one gay dude we show you all the time. So you all go, oh, yeah, that's the one.
Oh, like
that's
women, like
the
women
guy.
In Cosmo.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, that's yeah. The guy.
Yeah.
The black comedian's loud and talking about whatever. Like, oh, that's the... You show people that one archetype for so long.
When did the variations come into play? Like, when did, like,
know.
Twinks and
years,
bears
I think
and...
technology enabled all of it, okay? So yeah. There's now a way... Because technology... There's a term for everything now.
Yeah.
There's, like, an app.
That's an interesting point.
Must,
yeah.
Some people must have been closeted people, bears before where you're like, I have to stay in shape, but I'm really naturally...
I just want to
be like, bigger, like Bobby.
Inside, I feel like a bear.
Yeah.
Kept
yeah,
saying.
I don't know. You
I wish
know,
there was a term for it. I just feel like
I think
such a
the
bear.
Gay dudes that were bears stayed in the closet.
Like
I think,
and had, like,
I think
beard
a lot of the, a lot of the so maybe sad. More masculine gay dudes stayed in the closet because they could play it another way.
And
like,
then once
you were just,
once technology came, there was other people that were like you, and you
and
felt more accepted.
People,
you can get into groups.
And then
it was
fetishes
like,
became a thing.
But you're
people,
old enough where you grew up a majority.
Like I hooked
11
up with a guy
old without,
who just needed my fat and screamed the whole time. Like it was bread dough. He just needed it and screamed. Like
is that did that turn you on at all?
No, it was weird, but that was it. Was
is
for
that
him.
A real thing?
That's a real
that
thing.
That was your virginity?
What? No.
He's like, I thought it was going to be like a lot different than that.
That's
how
we
got Montreal.
That's how I've gotten everything. It's how I got the thing on gas.
That was just his meeting right there. He's just laying on yeah. The floor. It's a businessman's going, ah!
So, like,
human cookie dough! So,
that's my Grindr name, is human cookie dough. But yeah, so I think technology was a big thing. And, like, because if you were a gay dude and everyone knew you were gay, you had to be gay.
But you had to be, like, in shape, that kind of gay?
You would go out, you would dance, you would do drugs.
And you don't dance.
I mean, I can.
You do?
Yeah, I can.
That's the gayest thing about you.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like Big J will dance, like a fat guy dancing. It's not like...
No, Jay like won't dance. I've never seen Jay
well,
like
I don't
dance.
Go, like, I don't dance.
Jay,
yeah, Jay's a great dancer.
Out-danced you on Legion
of Skanks.
He's
a great dancer. He did Jay'll much dance. Better
he's
than you.
He's a good dancer. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, but
he's a better dancer than you.
That's the point that I'm making, though. He won't go... If there's music on in a bar, he won't go
no,
up
no,
to
no,
the
I'm
dance.
No, I'm not.
I've never seen Jay go like this. Hey, hold my drink real quick.
I feel like if Jay was drunk, he might get in there and be like, yeah, let's go.
I've been in plenty of environments with him where
he'll leave a shirt on when he swims, but he'll fucking yeah. Dance.
Bonnaroo, he didn't dance when we were on mushrooms at Kendrick Lamar because he was making fun of me for dancing.
Oh, really?
Because I was going nuts.
And he didn't even get in the pit for Slayer. Now they think about it.
I mean,
he didn't even do garbage dance.
Well, you did. You got in two pits. Oh,
you
said garbage dancing.
He wouldn't even do that. So maybe he doesn't dance.
What's garbage dancing?
You know.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I'm into
that. If he wouldn't do that, then maybe you're right. Maybe he won't dance.
I mean, I'm not the guy that goes out and goes to a dance club, probably. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But that's also because I do stand up a lot, so that my main, like, if I wasn't doing stand up, I would probably have more of like a social life where I was like, I'd have to do more.
Yeah, I don't go out at all. I never
I don't go out. Like, I don't
my
go to
night
bars.
Out is a night in, like watching
yeah.
TV.
Yeah. Right, right. So when it's I, 100%, I'd rather find somebody to hang out with at home than go out anywhere.
And do you bring dudes
anywhere.
Home like that?
I go to people's home.
I imagine all of your sex being Port Authority bathroom sex.
No, not Port Authority bathroom sex. I'm glad that you think
that's
about
literally
this.
What I imagine.
Why do you imagine that?
I don't know.
He feels like you have to be embarrassed about what you're doing, so there's no way you can do that anywhere near any neighbors.
Ashamed of it?
Yeah.
With, well, it's all imagine, with Republican senators in the Port Authority.
Well, they're like, now, Tim, you're not going to say anything to my family.
Like
I'm going to put your pecker in my mouth. Now, again, tapped on my foot twice, which means I will be the one performing.
I just research when, like, Christian groups are coming through town. Tim's when like, is your train coming in?
Yeah, I'm like,
2:30.
I'm like, Tim, can you feature for me this week? Weekend? He's like, I can't. There's a convention.
Yeah.
They're having one of those conversion therapies.
It's Wait, a Mormon convention.
I'm going to play center field outside of the Javits Center.
Is Fleet Week a big time for fucking here? Do the sailors get off?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, I think it's more for straight people, but I think there's a gay thing too. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just but as someone that kind of grew up without the internet.
Yeah.
What were you, like 11 when you got AOL?
Probably older than that.
Yeah, older than that. Yeah. But I'm saying, like you said,
middle
the technology,
school, 13, 14.
But the technology like made other gay men who weren't in shape and that kind of like loud, like the stereotypical
those guys,
gay man.
Those dudes were always around. This is the thing.
But
this
I'm saying, like,
missing,
was
think,
as being a young closeted gay man, was that like as the internet came out, where you're like, oh, cool, I'm all right. There's other like. Did you feel like alone and then like, oh, there's more people?
No,
like-
I think conforming to that stereotype of what a gay dude is. And so in the entertainment business, they want you to be that. Like they want very much you to be like, hey, yes, queen. Like that's what they want. They want.
Wow, if you change out of nowhere, it just Tim shows up and he's like, girl. You're like, oh, God.
But
damn
that. But I may have to, you know, but that's what they want, because that's what makes people feel comfortable. It makes people feel comfortable. If you find out.
Yeah,
like,
that's why there's no.
I say that I'm gay in a comedy show, there's dudes in the back that are like, maybe I'm gay. Like, what is this? Like, so there's a weird, there's a weirdness about sexuality.
But I think it goes hand in hand on why there's no gay football players, or why there's no, because people aren't ready to accept that yet.
People are not ready to accept that.
A straight seeming.
Or just just a man that isn't flamboyantly gay and who just likes to have sex with who is in love with men.
Yeah, I like it. I like to know that my gay men are gay.
That's
you
what
want your
like.
Gay men gay.
I want them gay.
That's like the next level. Of
I
like,
want a woman to be a woman. I want a man to be a man. I want a queer to be a queer.
I think kids growing up, I think there's this weird spectrum of sexuality where like kids growing up now are very much not as fixed in those roles. As
so that's
were.
What I'm, that was basically
a lot,
my
a lot
question.
More fours
is someone,
and twos.
I think there's a lot more. I think
a lot of threes
more,
coming out of that closet when they should have snuck in there.
College stories now than there were. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you know who's, well, like, I think there's also this. A thing now where, like, you know, kids are coming out very, very young. You know, I also you hear stories about like Bonnie was talking about it on your podcast.
Yeah,
I guess it was a transgendered little kid.
Yeah,
there's one in Colorado who's
they
7 years old.
But it's like a 9 year old.
We all do that too.
Like all the kids are cool with this little kid, and I think it's great. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different time, because when I was a kid, we would have doused that child in gasoline. And
we were also
murdered in the woods.
You
also
raised by wolves. How do you afford the gasoline?
Yeah, you were also raised in the...
Don't waste the gasoline, Louis!
Guys, listen, we've only got one can of gas for the semester. I'm thinking this kid thinks
he's a trans
girl.
Kid.
His mom sent him off to siphon it. That's how they made money to live.
Louis, did you go suck your sweet mama's money juice?
Yeah.
I remember we had a rumor of one kid in high school that was gay. He was obviously gay later. We found out. But like, it was like, I heard, I think his name is Eitan or something. Was like, I heard he was gay. It's like, no way.
See, we had.
Yeah, that was as close as we got.
We had a lesbian principal, and there was a group at my school called GLAAD, which was gay lesbian activists.
Yeah, we had GLAAD as well. Yeah,
GLAAD, which is like a thing, which is very progressive for the 90s that they had that.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Oh, we had that too, but we had Good Ladies Against Asshole Dykes. And it was really the opposite. It was really like, get these people out of here.
They're like, get out of here, you queer! But I think the people
that are... Shave your pits, Dykes!
I think the group that's being the hurt the most by this are frumpy women who need to be beard wives.
Yeah.
Because now there's no more beard wives. Oh, men are right. Coming out.
Yeah, they can't
so
get
so there's not these sad
without...
women who are like, I knew he was gay.
Just there is something. There is
fag hags.
Yeah,
they were
called fag hags. My sister was a fag hag for a while because she was overweight and insecure. Yeah. So she would.
She filled up on siphon gas.
Yeah. You're not supposed to swallow it, stupid. Well, no, she would like fall in love with gay guys.
Yeah.
So then she wouldn't feel like rejected because it has nothing to do with
that's
her.
That's why a lot of gay guys go into the priesthood because they have these. If they're religious when you're raised, you have this awful feelings. You're like, I'm evil for having these feelings.
You can kind of hide it.
Let me go into this field where I'm not allowed to explore them.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, I'm not sinning.
There's a lot of dudes that do that, and it's such a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah, psychologically, but, it's just pure destruction.
It's bad that those people are on a pulpit giving advice to other people.
Yeah. Like the Lord you know is going to judge you.
They're like, listen, judge myself here's every the way night. The world works, and it's like, you're not even okay with your own thing.
Yeah. Even the men that aren't gay, or even the priests that aren't gay, that just want to fuck women.
Metzger has a bit about is it the Mormons told him, or whatever he is, Jehovah's told him, you're not supposed to masturbate. He goes, you know what happened if you never masturbated? Do you know what happened to your body? He goes, no one does. It's never happened. Right. And that's what they were telling me to never masturbate, even though they definitely have.
Yeah.
I meet dudes where I know I feel like they're really gay all the time, and they have chicks, and I'm like, really?
But there's a lot of, I mean, I think there's we all
guys
know guys like that
New
where you're
York.
Like, are you gay?
There's Harrison a lot of guys Greenbaum. In New York that are it weirdly like, I've had dudes after comedy shows come up to me and go, hey, you want to hang out? And I said, okay, we exchange phone numbers. And then which is weird. And then they text me about their girlfriend, and it's like, oh, these are just like beta males that want friends.
You know what it is?
And
really?
It's so fucking weird.
Dude, I don't think so. I think they might be gay dudes.
They might want you to take them out of it.
But not even that, dude. I think it's the hunt. You know, when I'll do this all the time. I'll be on the road and I'll be talking to a chick afterwards, and I'll get her number. Dude, it happened with that fucking big black stripper.
And then she says about boyfriend.
And but she'll text me. That she wants to fuck, and I kind of just get that. I just get the validation that I'm wanting.
We've talked about it before on Legion of Skanks, but Lewis getting out of that girl wanting to fuck him was one of the funniest things I've ever heard Lewis say on the phone.
Yeah,
because he's just on the phone like, no, I'd love to fuck your pussy great. I'm just super tired. I'm just sleeping. No, I'd love to wear you out, baby. I want to fuck you so good with my cock. I want to eat your pussy. No, but I'm sleepy. She's like, you can just hear on the other end, like, let me come suck that dick. And you're like, oh, no, I'd love to. I got to get up.
Big, huge bootied black
girl
at a stripper in Detroit. Yeah. And I've never seen two personalities just mesh perfectly together. Personalities wise, it's like Lewis put his hand up to a mirror, like, there you are, my white whale, my black whale.
Dude, she was terrifying.
Yeah.
She like tattoos all over her huge ass.
Oh, and she was like, look at my booty, just in Lewis's face. And he's
very
like,
very confident.
Yeah, it was crazy. Confidence was uncharted. Yeah. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
To get out of fucking.
But no, I think that you'll text them and then they go like, oh, shit, like that. They weird.
There's a
like,
guy
do you think
that
they were, wait, do you think they were gay or do you think they were not gay?
I think there's some dudes that aren't gay. I think there's just a lot of weird, like, beta male dudes who want friends, who want people. Like, it's a weird, like,
I wouldn't mind being friends with a gay guy.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but it's like,
I got one. It's Tim. We're good.
It's weird. It's weird when you go up to, if you were straight.
Yeah.
And you went up to a girl after a comedy show.
Yeah.
And you said, here's my number, let's hang out. That's kind of
the implication.
That means
trying to
fuck. We're going to date.
Well, not that, but the implication there is like that's.
I want to hook up.
That's more than I think. You know,
right,
friendships
it's a romantic
to me
thing.
Develop organically.
Yeah,
it's not like somebody comes up to you and goes, "I'd love to be your friend." Like what? Yeah. Like,
but that's what the kind of the age we're in right now with social
dude,
media.
Some people do that sometimes, like just guys or whatever. They're like, "Hey, we should hang out." It's like what?
Right. Yeah. Right.
What talking about. But after,
right.
That's weird.
I've had fans.
Right. It's insane.
Dude, there's. Right. I mean, if we were children, I would light you on fire right now.
I've seen people come up to Ari at the stand and it's very we like it's familiar
you're
with
famous,
it. Like,
though.
You
that's
know?
A little different.
There's a fans. There's a different.
Yeah, fans.
Like,
yeah. Fans that want to like yeah. that happens all the time. Oh, people will hang out.
I know about you. We would be right, friends. I'm like, yeah, right. And it has to happen naturally. You're not letting it happen naturally. Right. You're yeah. creeping me
this
out.
Is not organic.
I've had a guy do a favor for me, like just like, hey, let me get your number. He like helped me do this thing I wanted to buy, and he like had it, and he like listens to. He's heard me on podcasts, and then all of a sudden, just now texts me like we grew up together.
And then you ignore it a bunch of times.
I ignore it a bunch of times. Keeps texting me, and finally, I'm like, yeah, dude, stop.
It's creepy.
I don't know you.
What did you say?
You gotta run into somebody a few times, and you slowly get into a conversation. I mean, that's how any of us became friends, right? Yeah. You see each other.
I remember
a bunch.
When you were coming out from LA, I'd say hello a couple times, and then just over the time.
Yeah, me and Ari, you and Dave Smith went to.
You that, probably met first here.
Yeah, diner
years and years
on the
ago.
Upper West Side
after Stand Up New York.
Yeah, yeah,
that was like when you were still barking.
Yeah, yeah. Like right when I first started.
But that's what it is. That's what all friendships are. It's just
it's organically like you guys want to. It's like yeah, I'm in town. I'll come with you guys.
Because there's some people. What's crazy is when you hang out with a person you don't want to be their friend, and they're like, "Why aren't we hanging out?" You're like, "Cause you suck.
I don't care for you.
I don't like the way your personality works."
Yeah, Deepu.
I realize that.
He's just reading another Reddit thread on eating butt.
Have you ever had something that like you can't tell anybody about? You're like, I can only tell like my real friends about it. And then you start to go to the phone. You're like, holy shit, dude! I only have two real friends.
Something deep and dark.
Like,
what's weird is like when you have like a real friend and you haven't talked to him in a long time, and then you're like, are we not real friends anymore? Or, I'm sorry, I didn't check in. Did I not renew my policy? Yeah.
I'm just not friends with anybody really. That's not a comic anymore.
Okay.
Sometimes you call
neither.
Somebody.
It's
and
weird
then
to go back from high school. And that's
I'm friendly. I'm like acquaintance with them. I'll go home from high school and we'll go to a diner or something and we'll hang out a little bit. But it's like, you know, like a friend. What do I fucking
you're trying to
a
get
friend?
Them to subscribe the entire time? Listen, you use the promo code. You get six off the entire network.
You get Legion of Skanks. You get part of the problem.
Hey, just do it on iTunes. If you can't subscribe, help us out on iTunes. I mean, they're telling you they have cancer. You're like, listen, can you please
$6? It. Guys, should we take a break or keep going? It's pushed to two?
Yeah, we'll just keep going.
We're at an hour, 4 minutes right now. So if you want to take a break.
How long do you normally go?
Well, Bobby does 6 hour. I don't know if you've seen Francis Ford Kelly. But he does.
He does it all.
He does 19-hour podcast. You know there are multiple bottles of water in this studio.
I know, but I just want him to drink mine.
Oh, okay. Fun. Nice.
I just think he's been drinking it.
Yeah, got it. All right.
How do you eat pussy? Did you answer that?
All right. Why'd you say it so accusatory?
He says you got shit.
Yeah,
reddish is good.
I'm a start from behind kind of guy.
You always go from behind.
I like turn them on their stomachs.
No, I like standing up, kissing, turn them around, bend them over, pull down the shorts,
and get in there.
Get in there. And I'll tell you this:
that's an ass eating.
It turns into it. But I'll tell you this: if it's done with the proper timing, ramps the women up very quickly. And also, I like to go around on the front and play with the clit with my thumb on the front as I'm going from behind. Is that a proper technique?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah!
I think that was as simple as best.
Yeah. I got to say, you talked about this one time on a podcast on YKWD, and I did it with my ex. I never ate from behind, and
that's
she
all
liked
about,
it.
It's all about that. Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. Sometimes it creeps girls out.
Nah, it's good.
But some girls, I've been with.
Like, nah, you should definitely do that. More.
But I've been
stick
with.
To that.
I've been with other girls who are like, "What are you doing?" You're like, "I'm not gonna fucking stick my dick in your butt. I'm gonna eat your pussy from behind." I was saying he asked my method, and I said I start kissing, then I turn around, bend him over, pull the
pants
down.
You always start from behind.
Always start from behind.
Really?
And then what I'll do is if I flip over and that if it's a treat
what
if I flip
what
over.
What if you've been out all day?
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Put down my mouth there.
That's
get a job
why your
done.
Nose is like that. It's flattened against their asshole.
I'll tell you this. I was built to eat pussy from behind. God was like, I'll give him the face like a Roman helmet in order for him to do battle. Pussle battle from behind. I'm like how rams are built to fucking slam their
head.
If
my nose was smashed down into my upper lip and I couldn't smell anything either, I would
also
do that.
By the way, no smell and I can breathe the whole time.
It's weird.
I'm like Aquaman of eating pussy. I can talk to fish.
Yeah, Lewis has to come up and go,
hold on, my arm's asleep, I'm back. Yeah, I get in, so that's my method.
Cool, good
to know. Right to the point, direct to the point. What about you, Ari?
I'll start with a nice dinner.
Thank you.
Appetizer.
Filipino or something, you know, something exotic.
Well, no, he eats in front of her.
Yeah, and he goes like this. He's like, I want to get my breath right. I want to get some garlic so your puss stings.
Even before dinner, we just like immediately fuck you by the door. So with a condom. So like, just so you know, this is going to happen. Don't be worried about it. Yeah. Well, let's go get something nice. Yeah. Let me come home.
That'd be great if you could just get like a grudge fuck right out of the way.
By the way, isn't that, I think,
don't
why
worry,
don't you
don't
just
get
fuck
weird,
just like
first,
fuck and then like, let's go eat. Because you'll actually have a good time.
time.
Oh, though. Yeah, and you'll find out a lot about the person.
That happened
sex
one time.
First date.
I got a rub and tug once, okay. And the girl jerked me off before the massage. And I was like, wow. What an amazing
dessert
much,
first.
What a much better technique.
Dessert, dessert
yeah,
first.
No, you're not worried the whole time.
You're
like,
not
no,
thinking
you can fully
about it.
Enjoy
like,
the
yeah, you want to enjoy the massage. You don't want to have a boner.
Coming quick, you're like, hey.
But most guys like to get blown first. Isn't that like more
Yeah, but we're talking about before the whole date.
But usually they massage you for a while, and then it's like, are you, is this going to happen?
Yeah, you got a boner. You're lying on your stomach with a boner, and it hurts. You're like, oh, just fucking flip me over and jerk me off. But now you focus on how great the massage is, and that's almost an analogy for your date scenario.
Oh, Lewis only doesn't get the blowjob because it costs extra. He's got a child to feed.
Yeah, so he's got to, he's saving
money. Tells James.
Sometimes I kill two birds with one stone and just feed him.
So then we come home. Then we come home, and I
say, "So you grudge fuck first, then have a nice dinner."
Yeah, just like let's get this out of the way. Then we have a nice dinner. When we come home, I go, "You get comfortable. I'm gonna run the bath for you."
Oh,
and then,
wipe you down a little
bit.
Well,
they're Jews. There's like a weird thing, like a mold or a film on their body. So
And then as you're getting comfortable in the bath, really enjoying it, and I'm rubbing it down.
You drop a toaster in.
Then I grab you by your hair, and violently yank you out of the tub.
Just go, stop it. Just kicking you onto the, just onto wet the, feet kicking on a linoleum floor.
Drag her across the floor.
Grabbing his wrist to stop the pain.
What are you doing? As you hear it, feel a slap across the face. Don't ask questions. I'm in control.
She goes, I was in that bath. So
this is very similar to mine, by the way. This is pretty.
Knees over your head. I get in there and I feel what you're into. I go clit,
stop,
hole,
Laurie, stop,
get all sorts of stuff until I feel what you're going for.
Please. My mom is gonna miss me. I have a nephew.
That's once I'm satisfied. You feel like it's my game and you're playing it.
She's looking out the window the whole time.
I just imagine Ari goes, "How's the bath?" He like ducks down. Or he's in the bath. He goes, "How's that bath?" And then he goes, "You're in my world now." And then just goes,
Then I take fingers and I put them inside your puss. As my tongue is on your clit, I go back and forth like that. I'll grab one boob pretty hard, back and forth, seeing the whole boob, then just tickle on the nipple.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, that hurts, like then I choke you hard.
Oh.
I'm like, enough talking from you. I want to feel your hand try to pry my hand off your neck. And you don't get it off right
this
away.
This sounds like it's working for Lauren. This could be a Jersey thing.
You don't get it off right away. And then I stick my tongue into your deep as I can. I got a long tongue into your hole.
Into her pussy.
Yeah.
You go all the way
you
in.
You go all the way in.
Yeah.
So you
yeah.
fuck her with your tongue.
Yeah.
Do you have
and then
a
I'll
hand
take
on
my
throat?
Take my thumb on the clit. I'll go back and forth. Tongue in the clit, hand inside.
That's a great that's
back
a
hand
forth.
Inside.
Finger on the
that's a classic
on
1-2-1.
Finger inside.
Do
yeah.
you do the
No, I'll like, go one finger to first. I'll wait till you want more and then I'll go two. I'll get Ooh. Deep in there.
And you do the come here, obviously.
Yeah,
everyone knows
around.
The come here.
Then do you spread your fingers once they're inside?
Once in a while. You try to mix it up.
Yeah.
Try to mix it up. You want to hear what she's into, you know? That's what you want to like get
Are you listening to the ground like an old Native American?
Yeah, get a taster plate and then you're like, whatever you like the best of that.
Yeah.
Be more of that. But still you don't get 100% of anything.
Oh.
You go back and forth.
I like your real-world pussy-eating technique.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it real.
Then we go to the bed.
Then the bed.
Yeah.
So what? This was
so
just on
just
the,
happening, yeah.
the wet linoleum floor after
floor
you yanked
bathroom.
Her?
Yeah.
After she's on your fucking carpet after you've yanked her wet body out of the bath? It's made that soft thud.
Boom. Ow, my hip. Ow. Ari, seriously, my hip.
He's trying to drag her. She's not into it anymore.
Seriously. You hurt my hip when you drag me out of the bath. I'm not into this.
Yeah, that's... I think sex first dates need to start being commonplace.
This
yeah,
gay dudes is
get it
always
out of the way. Get it out of the
there
way.
There would be no such thing. Gay dudes is going. I mean, that's
Third
the one
date.
Thing about that.
Make
There's
you
no
wait
way.
For it. That really is a cruel thing.
Yeah.
Where they're like, oh man, I've had
Because then once you know you're gonna fuck, I just went out with a girl who we kind of lost touch. I left town for the winter, and then I went out of town. We just lost touch after like last November. So I think she had a boyfriend in the interim. Then we went out, but we'd already fucked up a bunch of times. And then this time we just went out, didn't make out, didn't do anything, just went out, a nice date, but we both knew what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was a nice date, we just kind of built to it.
It's like
as soon as we got back, it was on.
Yeah.
The build up's good.
Yeah,
build up is crucial.
The build
That's
is okay
though,
if you know where it's going to go. If you're left like, is this going to even happen, then it's a lot more frustrating.
Yeah.
I, here's
here's my thing. What I'll do is, I mean, I'm not single now, but when I was single, like, I would always be trying to, like, work on, like, three different sets of pussy at the same time.
Sets of pussy? Well, which is multiple pussies in a set.
No. I mean, like, I would be trying to, like, let's say I'm at a show and there's, like, two different girls I'm trying to fuck. I would literally, up until the last moment, I would still try to play both of them at the whole time.
Like Bill Bellamy and How to Be a Player.
Yes.
That's a problem with Tinder. You go to the bathroom, they're fucking quickly swiping, trying to hook up some other day.
Yeah.
Lost in this, lady.
Yeah.
That's great, really?
Oh, yeah. And dudes do it, too.
Yeah.
No one's fucking really enjoying it. Like, I wonder Bumble. We can't wait till they get back.
Are you on Bumble?
Yeah. Bumble's great.
Bumble's the best.
Are you on Bumble?
Yeah.
I love Mark Norman's version of Bumble because he's like, oh, it's the girl reach out first. He goes, yeah, now you come up with something witty, you fucking dick.
Yeah, that's great.
You come up with something.
And they never, they stink.
He goes, all they do is go, how was your week? Fuck you, work harder. Yeah. You all say that.
I've said to a girl, like, I'm like, that's what you're opening with?
Or they're like, hi, just 18
or something.
What's
your,
what do you open with Bumble?
Or sometimes they go, tell me something funny. It's like, no, bitch, you tell me something funny.
Oh, yeah. I would make me furious.
If the guy's hot enough, I'll just ask him out, which it only happened once.
That, I'll be like, yeah, sure, let's go out. We'll be uncomfortable together.
Totally.
Was he like, yeah, absolutely, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
Gave me his number like immediately, and then we went out that night.
That's what you do. You're both saying, hey, we're both attracted to each
other. Yeah, you're adults.
Yeah, I said that's what Tinder was supposed to be.
That's what gay men have better.
Last night, I was talking to a girl on Bumble. Within 10 minutes of conversation, I just set up a date for Sunday. I was like, I'm not going to keep doing this.
And
all
I went like this.
Week.
I turned around. I looked at my dad. I go, boom. Put it on the calendar.
That's how you do it, Dad.
Dad, put a gold star on the calendar.
Pass the chopped liver.
But when you go on those dates, like, you have to. You basically like fuck the first time.
Really?
Right. As long as it's not like you're an asshole, I don't like you at all.
Wait, don't you do the celebrity
one? But you go with the idea that we're gonna fuck. You can only talk yourself out of this. Let's just get comfortable.
Right.
So, number got shot. You guys went out. Number banged, and then that's a fucking wow.
But you would kill it, Dan. You would kill it on Bumble because all you gotta do is put a picture of you on Comedy Central or something like that.
A little bit of a talk.
What's that?
Nothing.
No. We'll clean the audio. CIA. I'm amazed by that.
You would do great though. Just put a picture of you in Comedy Central.
You just can't say. Oh, a lot of guys put their picture with Conan as their Tinder picture.
It's all comedians. I won't say who, but a lot of you guys are on there. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, I saw you.
What's up? You didn't swipe right, you whore.
Oh, how heartbreaking is that, Lewis?
I used to swipe when I saw
you're not even
comedian.
On. You have
an early Tinder. I would swipe just to be like, haha, you're out here too, right? But with a little bit of thought in your head of like,
that's the best where you go like, yeah, you get like a like, and you're like, huh? What are you? And then they don't like back. You're like, fuck you.
I think girls just don't want to, Lauren, give me true or false. Girls don't want you to just be like, all right, fine, we're both into it. Let's fuck. It's like, no, let's just go on a fucking one drink, idiot.
Yeah,
one
it's
or two
one
drinks.
Drink. Yeah, and
just
you
go have
tell.
One drink.
You're
smell
an adult.
The fat.
Like,
smell
the
guy's pheromones.
A creep. Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I don't want a girl. I'm nervous if a girl comes over, not for like getting robbed, but I'm like, let's just fucking know each other a minute,
right?
An hour of talking.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, you have to hang out a little bit, not just be like, well, why? Unless you have already fucked, and then you're like, why don't you come over?
Yeah, I mean, look. Yeah. By the way, that's a thing in itself. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I've met girls at a bar. And we've been like talking for a minute, and I'm like, hey, let's go fuck in the bathroom right now, and they've done it, right? But that's like that's a thrill.
What bar?
Yeah, can
is
you
it
go,
the bar from Roadhouse?
Stand up in New York.
That's a New York thing.
I mean,
hey, so this I've been watching you have your drink that you paid for. What do you think? We have a rendezvous in the bathroom, and they're down with it.
Yeah, I've had that a handful of times.
I wish Bobby.
It's one of them
has
now.
A ringtone on.
Sorry.
What motivational ringtone do you have?
That's Dan Soder, my friend.
That's a good song.
I write lyrics to my ringtone.
Mm.
And it's usually...
What? Beat it.
Just
what are you doing?
It's on there.
Was it business or pleasure?
It was business.
Date nerd, date scientist.
It's always business. I only have two friends.
Are you on Bumble?
I am, but I'm more old school. I like to find people in person.
You're more old school on Bumble?
I'm old school on Bumble. I'm on it, but I find people in person.
I'm mid-2016 on Bumble.
Deepu picked up a chick at my show last week.
Yeah, I'm seeing her now.
Killed wow,
it.
Really?
Yeah. She was in the bathroom.
I was very shocked.
Yeah.
Dude, what I don't show? Know
he just put a black bag over her head, picked her up over her shoulder.
I have no idea how to pick up a girl that is not a fan already.
Yeah.
Really?
It's just like when
I
you
don't
hit
feel
off the tee for too long. I'm like, I don't. What am I gonna say?
You just gotta recognize the sign.
I don't feel comfortable. Yeah.
Recognize
out
the buying sign. It's when you're in sales, people will give you buying signs, right?
At least they have to have seen you on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
I prefer if they have it.
I would just go up to a girl like a fucking orthodontist and be like, we should go. Oh,
yeah.
God.
I think I'd much rather do that if I just saw a girl in public and like, hey, would you like to
No, it makes it easier. Look, when you're on stage, you've already broken the ice. They already have a piece of you.
Yeah.
They look up to you. They're putting you on a pedestal in a weird way. Because what we're doing in real life is we're putting women on a pedestal constantly.
Yeah.
Put the pussy on the pedestal, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we do. So we get to flip the script for a minute, and it does weirdly like break the ice.
Grab
and make
it, by
it
the
easier.
Pussy for, yeah. for the
yeah.
metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where he got it from. That's where he understood. No,
he didn't actually mean grab a woman's vagina.
I think he meant like grab.
I don't think he meant that.
No, I think he.
I
think
don't
he,
care what he
I
meant.
I think it's a statement that means, you know, you
go
know,
for it hard.
Go for it and lead in a sexual way.
Yeah.
You know, get
this
their
is
attention.
In a fucking Emerson quote.
Yeah.
It's fucking Trump said, "Grab them by the pussy."
He didn't.
No, he didn't mean that, Dan.
Literally.
No,
he meant there was a subtext to it.
He wasn't advocating people go and assault women.
Yeah,
no,
but
when you're
home,
we say you grab it by the balls. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
don't
take life by the balls.
That's not
take life by the balls. That's a brilliant point, Louis.
You're piggybacking.
No, it's piggybacking a brilliant point. That's correct.
It's not a brilliant point.
Absolute like brilliant
stop
point.
Stop kissing up to your boss.
He makes brilliant points no, often.
I'm all for
Thank
hating
you,
Trump,
Tim.
But
he
that,
does.
That guy did not mean that literally.
I'm an idiot savant. Thank you, Tim.
Nobody thinks he meant that literally. And you don't
I don't think,
think
he meant. I think he
you
meant
don't
like,
think it, but you're just.
I think he meant like put his hand on a woman's pussy.
Stop no, it, Dan. You really don't believe
kiss,
that.
He said kiss
you
and
know.
Grab them. How? Why am I an idiot for thinking he meant
he
that
said,
literally? When the first two sentences before that were he kisses. He's like, if you kiss him, you can grab them. Then you grab them by the pussy. I'm nuts for thinking that he meant that literally.
Dan. If you took 1 hour of any of our conversation
yeah.
in life privately, we would
especially
we say
Lewis.
So much worse shit
than what Trump said in your camp. You're trying to act like an hour of my footage is
by
as
way,
damaging as yours.
I don't like Trump, but
you
like,
could be put on for war crimes if they did an hour of your fucking conversation.
Yeah, there's so many liberal dudes like men don't talk that way. It's like shut
are you crazy?
Up,
it was fucking
of course,
mild.
Yeah,
it was
men
mild.
Men do talk like that. I'm not saying that.
Me and Rob Mayhew.
Hold on,
me and Rob Mayhew. We went on Shiprock last year. Remember, we closed the door and we took out all the alcohol. We snuck onto the boat. And we started jumping up and down, screaming the word rape. And Rob Mayer's on Facebook going, I can't believe Trump would say something like that. Yeah. I'm like, Mayer, we had a rape chant on the fucking boat.
Don't you remember the rape chant of the high seas?
Yeah, he wasn't giving a seminar on what
yeah,
you're supposed to do.
But I'm
he's
saying,
a crude guy. It was a vulgar remark. But yeah. I think people are saying that he was advocating sexual. So I think that's a jump. That's a leap.
That is a jump.
Yeah.
That is a jump. My jump. I wasn't saying he was advocating sexual. So I was saying I think he literally meant like sometimes you can grab women just like grab them by the pussy.
No, I think he was talking figuratively. I think he was like, yeah, do you grab her by the pussy? You let her know what's up. You let her know who the fucking man
grab
is.
Grab a bull by the horns.
Yeah.
That's my way of saying
it. That's really it.
Okay. That's your new way of saying
it. I mean, look, it's just all stupid.
This
is just such a stupid little thing. We're acting like this is the end of his. If this is the thing that puts anybody over the edge, they are a fucking moron.
Yeah.
Okay. Like this is just, you know, you said best. He's a crude guy.
Right.
He's not presidential. That's,
right.
I think, a problem. I think you need to fucking.
Yeah, if you say that, like, I don't want my president talking like regular dudes talk.
Yeah. It reminds me of.
I like my presidents raping people in private, sending private investigators to their rape victims. And destroying their lives privately.
How about that balls out move that Trump brought the six women who accused Clinton of raping them?
Gangster.
Tim
Dillon had the greatest Facebook post about that.
I said, if you don't think that's funny, nothing's
it's
funny.
It's great.
Yeah. I love how Hillary Clinton now is going, you know, Russia's trying to get involved in our elections. It's like, Hillary, that's what you did as Secretary of State in other countries.
To every country.
Everything's
south of Mexico. That's all you do.
Elections.
Is try to get involved in their elections.
It's like those guys are like, I think you're cheating on me. It's like, because you're cheating? Is that
like what was amazing in that debate is like he basically says, listen, your husband's a rapist. And like there's no human emotion in her that says, no, my husband's not a rapist. She just has that quote, you know, from Obama where she's like, well, when you go low, we go high. And it's like, what would have merited a response? Like if Trump was like, your husband's a murderer. She's like, ma'am, you go low, we go high. Like your husband's a genocidal maniac. Well, you go low, we go high. Like,
and what do you mean you go low, we go high? You just went low, you and went then low, the pussy went low back. You go,
I thought
we're gonna go low, huh?
Trump's response to it, which you know, he was like, "Look, I apologize." He was like, "But there's real shit happening."
I mean,
in
the dude
world.
Helped cover up a rape.
That's
debate.
A fucking. That's a
he
great.
He won that debate. I don't.
Oh,
know
he
what
killed.
Anyone
I wouldn't
said.
Say smashed it. I'd say he won 60-40.
He did well. He did.
I'd even go
55-45.
Yeah, look, a good set.
Especially when they were talking about taxes and they were talking about all the finance stuff, he sounded like she was literally just repeating these very basic talking points.
Let's get America working again. Your husband's a rapist. Let's get America back to work. Like, what the fuck? Are you even in the moment of what's happening right now?
The hardest
These
I laughed.
Four women who you destroyed are staring at you.
There was two great memes. One was Bill Clinton's with the googly eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
they're staring
one.
At you, and she's like reciting these tropes. She's like, if we work together, what the fuck? We are being led in this country by sociopaths and crazy people.
But that's who gets into politics.
That's who gets in.
That's who.
And,
why are we?
It.
That's like when. That's like when NFL players beat their wives and were like,
right.
How could he?
Yeah, they hit people for a living. Yeah.
To
they
give
do.
Another man
yeah.
brain damage.
It shows.
And, now, and now his
and
wife.
High fives because somebody's fucking a vegetable now.
Yeah.
And his
they
wife,
gotta,
his wife who, by the
helmet.
Way, is fucking him primarily. They're gone.
For the money.
They're gone.
Yeah, they
don't so
don't
tell
shit.
Me their wives. Maybe a few of them are in love.
Yeah.
But most of them are like, I got my house. I got my car. Sometimes he wakes up in the middle of the night and picks up a dresser and throws it at me. Kind of the game we're living.
You got to take
it. But it's a nice dresser.
It's an oak dresser, and he's been doing his deadlifts.
It's a scene in Terminator 2 where they're just putting each other through the drywall. Yeah.
But that's what it is. It's like, that's what you're like, gotta be a T-1000 to his T-800.
Bit slap rapping in your cocaine tongue.
Yeah.
Just chasing her in a big rig.
Yeah. She's on a dirt bike with her three kids that she's had. She lifts her kid off a dirt bike. Daddy just got cut by the Titans.
You can be my
It's the same fucking thing. It's the same thing. All politicians are scumbag murderers.
Yeah,
and all NFL players are fucking barbarians. Fuck, that was a fun episode.
Yeah, no.
Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah.
The fuck up, Deepu.
123.
That's nothing. That's early. You know what I did when I fucking hosted?
You went like 2 hours, right?
No, over 2 hours, like 2.5.
And cool, guess what?
You stole a lot
he has
of stuff.
A career.
Everyone listening right now is going to want more of this podcast, and that's why we're going to stop.
No, they wanted more last time.
They did?
There was like, yeah.
I mean...
You weren't even here, Scopa.
Yes, I was.
You weren't even... Oh, you showed up.
Why are you wearing... that's like 80s gym sweatshirt.
Exactly.
Like Hans and Franz shit.
Are you bigger? Have you been working out?
Yeah, you getting
no,
decent?
No, I looks, haven't really been working out at all.
I
mean,
Scopa, I mean, a pump. You are.
Yeah.
It's Hans and
like
Franz
that.
Sweatshirt.
Fuck you, Scopa!
let's do plugs. RobertKellyLive.com to see where Bobby's going to be. And oh, you actually have the dates. I forgot you guys do that.
Yep.
We'll get to... Let's do Bobby Live. It's his podcast. I will be... When does this come out? Next Monday?
Sunday.
This Sunday.
This Sunday, I am going to be in Long Island with Tim Dillon. We're going to be at McGuire's Friday.
Classic.
I don't think we are. Are we?
Brokerage,
are we?
I thought Brokerage.
No, oh, we are. Oh, that's going to be
yeah,
fun.
We're doing McGuire's
I think
on
the Brokerage. Forgot about that.
Tim Dillon and I.
I forget about those sometimes.
Yeah, we're
going to
be at McGuire's on Friday. Ooh. Then two shows at Governor's in Levittown on Saturday.
Yeah, baby.
DanceOder.com for tickets. You can follow me at Dan Soder and listen to The Bonfire Mondays and Wednesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. on Sirius Satellite Radio. Ari Shaffir, what do you
as
got?
As someone who grew up not around here, Levittown sounds like a made-up Long Island name. Of a
Dude, it is,
yeah.
It is.
Where were you? Levittown?
It is like a nightmare over there.
Yeah. All right, where are you going
to
be?
Well, the important thing is to know is that my TV show is back.
Yeah!
Thursday nights at midnight Eastern, 11 o'clock Central, and then, you know, the rest. I guess we've already done 1 week. You can see it on the Comedy Central app, or you can see it on Comedy Central television every Thursday night after at midnight.
Watch
tune
it.
In. We got a lot of great comics, and Brian Regan's doing it this year. Got a lot of returning ones. Big J.
I watched the preview, man. It looks fucking awesome.
Yeah.
It looks awesome. Julian McCullough's on there telling
McCullough,
a great story. I mean, there's
baskets.
A lot of great people. Aaron Berg. There's
Joe List. Classic you know what, dude.
So check that
Survivor.
Out. This is not happening.
Yeah, what's the guy? I can't remember from Baskets. What's his name? I can't
Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson. Yeah. And then I'll be October 18th in New York, in Brooklyn. I'm doing the Bell House, and then I'm taping my special in Austin, Texas, November 2nd through the 5th. If you're anywhere around Austin,
Cap
get
City,
tickets. Cap City, get
Fuck
tickets
yeah.
at AriTheGreat.com, and that's it.
Louis, what do you got?
got a bunch of stuff. I got a. Go to GomezComedy.com. I know that I'm in Rhode Island, Providence Comedy Connection in December. And I think I got a gig in Long Island
November. GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. Check out the countdown every Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with myself and Michael Bisping, the UFC middleweight champion who just successfully defended his title.
What a good fight that was.
Scary, dude. So
what
scary
a great
to
way
watch.
To let the guy who beat him send him out. It's like, all right, we had a war.
Especially with that extra punch at the end and then that war, a five-round war.
Fucking great. So also check out, obviously, on the Gas Digital Network, Legion of Skanks podcast, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern. Real Ass podcast every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern. And also the Roastmasters. Now we do it every other week at the Stand. I host it.
Tournament's going on right now.
Tournament's going on.
Who you got? Who's your pick? You can't
Finals, in my opinion, is going to be Zach versus Evan Williams.
That's what you think?
Yeah, I picked Evan, but then I'm like, why am I overlooking Zach? Of course, Zach's favorite. But nobody wants to pick Zach because it's the obvious choice.
Well, Zach is—he's also taking it very, very, very seriously. Some of those jokes that he told.
Yeah, dude, he goes off into this weird world where he's almost like.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like when Frank the Tank debates in Old School. Where he's like,
he blacks out.
Similar studies have shown that conversation can't be happening. He's like, well, I'm sorry, what happened? Blacked out. That's how you debate.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And we have the live stream on Gas Digital Network. So to gasdigitalnetwork.com, you guys can watch it live every other Tuesday. The next one will be on the 18th. Ron Bennington and Robert Kelly will both be judging on that one.
Tim Dillon, what do you got?
All right, if you like debates and you like comedy at the Stand, our podcast, Tim Dillon's Going to Hell, me and Ray Kump are coming to the Stand on Wednesday, October 19th. We're going to show the presidential debate, the final debate. Trump has nothing to lose.
I thought
he's down in all the polls.
Yeah.
What did you think?
So he's going to say
Dave Smith was doing the debates there.
He just did the last one.
Okay. Trump has nothing to lose, so I hope he goes into like who killed Kennedy and just crazy stuff. I'm
going to tell you everything. Like,
aliens are real.
Here's the deal. He's coming into that debate with nothing to lose. Now imagine a guy like Trump with nothing to lose.
Yeah.
That's going to be fascinating.
I hope he goes and says, what are your plans on Syria? Please tell us your exact
plans. She won't even have to. The American people are so dumb. All she really has to say is, we're going to get everyone back. We're going to work together in Syria.
It's so funny. It's like you're talking to a four-year-old.
My uncle had a great quote. He goes, the people are too dumb to be governed. Like, they can't even
that
be governed.
That is true. I am an idiot.
You want to see a real nightmare? October 28th, I'm at Columbia University. That's going to be a real shock for both of us. GasDigital.com. Tim Dillon's Going to Hell podcast on iTunes. Rate, subscribe. Thank you.
Chris Scopo.
This Saturday I'll be at Gotham Comedy Club. Go check that out. And I'll be on Red Eye tomorrow night.
Yay! Scopo makes his debut.
They grows up. Comes up.
Congratulations.
And if you guys like Scopo's non-existent commentary on the
wait till he's steamrolled by a Fox News
correspondent. I'm
going
to talk about tomorrow. Tim's coming over to write jokes.
Watch a lot of blinking and head movement.
Scopo said nothing about the debates when we talked about it just now.
You'll get into it, dude. Hey, get comfortable.
I'm
in there and push him around.
I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck? Lauren.
I love to see that.
Lauren.
What's up?
What do you have?
Just at Lauren Kubera, and I'm going to read Bobby's dates. Tomorrow, he's
doing...
You doing
a sexy voice?
No. He's going to be
at Hyde. It's like you ever almost break up with a girlfriend, but it's over, but it hasn't been officially over? And every time I make a joke, like, yeah, it was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you trying to make a joke about the relationship? Or you're like, yeah, it's not like I'm going to miss your mom, right? She's like, okay.
Sorry, I love you.
I got something to eat? No.
Yeah.
13th, he's going to be at Side Splitters in Tampa. 14th and 15th as well. And then just go to robertkellylive.com for the rest of his dates.
There it is. Deepu, what do you got?
At R2 Deepu.
A very good pussy technique.
Yeah, I'm going to take all these tips I got from you guys. I appreciate that.
He's going to transcribe them down and then go through it and post it to the Reddit.
I'll play the live stream for her of this episode.
You're like, maybe I'm going to try all these. I'm going to do an audio cue.
That's it.
All right.
Cool.
Great. Well, this was, you know what, dude, without the dude, the disciple of dudes. Thanks for watching, listening. Subscribe, rate, and do all that stuff. Right? Is that what he says?
Bobby's eating his third lunch right now.
he's like a hobbit. All right.
Yeah. All right. That's it. See you.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.